Oh dear. And I got a new pair of shoes. Yeah. Because they were the other ones I had left the water in. So I thought, about time, get a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Quite like these actually. They're slip-ons.
Yeah.
And they've got some studs there and there, and there's some decoration across the front and along the. But I'll keep those for best and wear these now. These used to be my best shoes. So now.
Second place now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good. Yeah, it's cunning how they put those things right at the beginning.
Yeah.
So it's the first thing you look at.
Mm-hmm.
You do it on purpose, I'm
sure. Like that with the story pattern.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right. Of course.
I want to go to the other to ask them if we can take people around. Unless I work out which day I want to do it.
Yeah. And then you're tied down to that day and you lose all your flexibility.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just trying to. So I thought I'd think to start a bit rough. And just think about what to do.
Yeah. It's quite awkward because you don't know how it's going to go, do you?
Well, no. I'm
annoyed
about that, but there's 2 weeks of Christmas in the middle. And that Monday, I've said that we're not available in the afternoon. They have to go to the work. And that is one of the days when we were supposed to be doing keyboard skills. Which actually means it's a lot of influence. We might have to move that back up.
Yeah.
But it's not something we can get them to do, really, because we were wanting to do it in the day.
Yeah.
And just sort of really hammer it home in the day. This is how you get in and out, in and out. This is what the video on the screen does, this is what's on the screen. We were going to, not in depth, just get them to find a way around the screen.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. I think so. Because you want to tie it down to a time.
Yeah.
For one day. We want to do it, read it. Not just give them the book, so they can work through it.
Yeah.
So it's
Is there any problem over the leave? Because you both have to.
Well, we don't know until we're just there. We're our problem, anyway.
Yeah.
Rachel's quite happy for them to come the day before. If they don't want to take them,
yeah.
Then I'll have to go with them.
Have to do what they can.
They'll be able to do the five actions to do that kind of thing.
Yeah. So there should be bits and pieces they can do. Have you seen this visual aid? Martin's. It's So when you change your weekending day,
yeah.
What you do is you say the old weekending day was Wednesday. New weekending day is Tuesday. So you do that. It's the new weekending day. And so the Wednesday's got to be a 4. 4, 1, 1, 1. Oh, no, no. That's Wales. Is it North Wales? Yeah. Yeah. How long will it take you to get out there? Yeah. Yeah, it must be, because it's, is it 200 miles, or not quite?
I don't know.
Ah, yeah, yeah. So, what are the roads like? Is it fairly good A roads, or?
Some of them are.
Is it quite hilly and quite twisty or fairly?
It varies quite a lot. From Hereford up, it's really quite straight roads.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it's very flat. But around Ledlow, it's quite flat. And you can see that there's a pretty long stretch of road in front of you, which is all I can just zoom in on there.
Limited for speed and all sorts, yeah.
But it would be such a better thing to do, because you might want to ride it out, and you can go, don't go that hill, it's a mile for a week.
Yeah. Sounds really good.
This is a bit of technical jargon that's supposed to help us.
Right.
Says, recovery of VAT, circular 4, appendix 1 of the planning resourcing handbook show all of the items for which the ES can recover the VAT element of invoices payable. The recoverable VAT forms are part of the resource allocation, and any shortfall can seriously affect the ES budget. Head office have advised that in the period April 91 to September 91, there's been under recovery of VAT of nearly £500,000. Well, why didn't they recover it then? Of which 26,000 is attributable to the South West region. Of the £26,000, just over £21,500 relates to job club fees. Would all staff responsible for authorising invoices please ensure they're aware of the contents of Appendix 1, the Circular 4, and that VAT elements are correctly identified and coded? Margaret Cornwall. Why didn't Margaret also send us a copy of Appendix 1, Circular 4, so we can all read it? Why have I got to get up and walk anywhere and find it? Because I do not hold the appropriate resourcing handbook that she's got. It's very wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Wonderful.
That's all that's interesting in this one. Sorry.
It's amazing when you a reference always refers to something else. You've got to go and get that.
Yes, I think we ought to do something about it, Tony. Send up a message. Oh, look at this. Climate Service Claim Supervisor Handbook. Announcing the distribution of a section F, which says F is for literacy problems, debt problems, and drug alcohol problems, as well as homelessness. Try telling that's my 3-year-old too. F is for fire engines. Right. Unemployment benefit. Where are we? Here we are. It's a new info.
Some of these official instructions are awful, aren't they?
Well, they're written by people who understand what they've written about, rather than thinking about people who don't understand what the hell they're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, here's a fine example, ESMIS. Anything with ESMIS in it has got to be doubtful.
Yes.
Here we go.
Right.
This is a crunchy, sort of hot topic. Anyone within the employment service can request a change to ESMIS. Right, can we abandon it? E.g., a change to a cost centre or account code. Changes must be carefully considered before they're implemented, because due to the complexity and importance of ESMIS, even minor changes can cause unexpected problems. Well, that tells me nothing. It says, it doesn't tell me what I should consider,
no.
How I should consider it, why I should want to change anything. It's just pathetic. I'll read the rest of the notes. We used to have a word of the day when Ian was here. We used to put a word of the day up on the board.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is pick the day of the week and the calendar date, and that would be the code number. So, say it was the fourth day of the week, Thursday,
yeah.
And it was July, so that would be 7. And it was the third day in July. On page 473, and then I just had to find a word that I'd never heard of before, and put it up on the board. Say, Gromwell would probably be word in this one. And then people would put up their suggestions of what a Gromwell was. it was good fun. I might reinstitute that one.
Yeah, it's good.
So, ginormous. Where are we? Ginormous. No, it's not in here under GY or JI or JY, so no, it doesn't
no.
exist in this little one.
It's, another word that was I've heard used, and it was actually, it's quite annoying because the chap used it wrongly, but I didn't know that he'd used it wrongly at the time.
Huh?
It was paradigm.
A paradigm?
Yes.
Yes. Paradigm. Now, that's a bit like a paradox, but completely different.
You can't.
What is a paradox?
Yeah, you said you can't use money as a paradigm for energy.
Yeah.
And what you really meant to say was you can't use money as a as a sort of parallel to energy, but paradigm doesn't mean parallel. It means something different.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And it's not spelled the way you'd expect it either. Paradigm means example or pattern or inflection of noun, hence paradigmatic. Ooh. No, I don't think I'll use that word at all.
No. But he was using it as a sort of fancy word for parallel, and he wasn't using it properly. The trouble is I didn't know, because I'd never heard the word before.
So you could have asked him, what do you mean by the word paradigm?
Yeah.
Because I've never used that word before. You'd say something completely pathetic. At least you know what he meant by it then.
Years to come, they'll lift it out and say, oh, look at this. This is how they used to speak in the 20th century.
That's right. In the year 1991 or whatever. No, I thought it was quite good.
Yeah.
A bit of fun. And it's all anonymous and everything, so.
Oh, you've got a rent plate. You've got another one. Yeah. How did you get two?
There's some more in college. I haven't got one yet.
Oh, all right.
It's like somebody else's novel than mine.
As long as you haven't got one yet, that's all right. I'll be back. I'm just going out to the bank. I'll be back.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get one for family relations in Burford. That'll be an eye-opener for her.
What?
I'll take it home this weekend and record family relations in Burwood. That'll be my because like with my mentally handicapped brother, he talks absolute gobbledygook, so that'll be interesting. This is the average family, nuclear family. Well, my dad never called anybody by their proper name, so that would be confusing as well.
What's your nickname then?
Nobby.
Nobby.
Nobby Styles, the little footballer with no teeth.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why, because he's ugly. The Paul is Walter. After Walter, he thinks he looks like Walter.
I think I looked at my desk. Walking around the supermarket last night, and that was quite good, and I completely phased the checkout girl because I know her quite well. We always have to go to the same one, we have a bit of a laugh, and I said, do you want to be part of a national survey on this English, on spoken English? And she said, oh, all right. So I said, there you are, you're on. What? What have I got to say?
Yeah.
It's much better if you just switch it on and forget about it.
Yeah.
That's what I did at home. The only thing is then you've got to remember if you have a row or something to go back and wipe that bit off. The only stickers I've got the number written on.
Oh, have they got any sixes on? I need some stickers.
Oh. Now, somebody had a roll of blank ones. think where they've gone to.
Oh, Jackie's back now. We can't nick our money out of her hand.
I think Tony's hogging them all to himself.
No, I'm not.
Script off here, it was alright, was it?
Just yeah, not too bad, yeah.
Yeah, no, I know some of it needs rewriting again.
Yeah, we first pick out that review, it just looks far too much.
Yeah.
I think it might be good. There are written instructions in there, yeah. In teaching course. What's confusing is a lot of other information.
Don't you read the text
here before? Fine.
Yeah. So what I need, because what I tend to do, you see, is in case there's somebody who picks it up and doesn't know. It's all there, but what I need, I want some time off to be able to rewrite it properly.
I don't want to plan it, it's just a thought, you don't have to take this up, but if you can add the smaller script, because that's just huge, this week I'm taking out bits and then putting it back.
Yeah.
If you have a smaller script like that, the main teaching part.
Yeah.
And then you can add another file with all the information, like circular.
So that people could go back to it if they wanted
to.
That makes
it a bit easier to work with.
Yeah.
I think that's okay.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so much
for the
first couple of sections together.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got a few prep days coming up, actually. It's funny, it is known by a number now. Number 6 forevermore.
I don't know if somebody's trying to tell me something, but they've made me number 13. It's stuck to the desk, so I can't move it.
Well, I've got to be careful. Obviously, it was number 9, because 69 tend to go together. I think it'd be better if they moved it all over the weekend and then we just put it straight again on the Monday. That would be better.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to find a quiet room because I've got to do some prep. Yeah. I've got customer awareness, but I've got to start prepping for vacancy taking because I haven't done that before. My family, because I'd already cancelled the group one.
Oh dear, yeah.
I saw Patty John Lewis, the toy department, and she said, "You forgot to cancel Jamieson's." I said, no, I didn't. I said, I did, because I was a bit embarrassed about doing it, because I've already changed it twice. And she said, "Well, he rang again." I said, "Oh, he must have got his records wrong." And I said, "Hang on, what date is it for?" She said, "The 21st. And I said, "That's a Saturday." She said, "Oh, well, he has got his dates wrong now." I said, "Yeah, what you've cancelled is my personal booking, but they asked for a work number, you see." Because I've been on holiday, he said, "Oh, I can just about fit you in." I said, "Oh, that's good, because otherwise I've said to my friend that we'll be coming round to her house instead." No, poor thing.
She felt all. I'm not going to be around on Monday.
I know, why are you?
I'm going to be in IVP.
Oh, well, that's a good excuse.
Yeah. It's a good one, isn't it? Not much argument about that.
I don't think you'll get many volunteers to join you either, to be honest.
No.
I think moving's mildly better than the week of IBP. Well, from my point of view, it is. It might not be.
That's okay. I'm not too uncomfortable with that one. It's a good one.
You're all right, because they're blank pieces of paper, aren't they? They don't know anything.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes they think.
They should get a few Helen Parkers and Pollys.
Misinformed.
And Eddie Shimmings, who think they know everything. There's those that do know something, and those that think they know. Oh, it's like that, is it? So we had a packet curry each. It was very appetising. Do you ever get your wife ever do that? Do you? Yeah. What's for tea? Get your own.
We normally get tea together. So I get Christine's and Jackie gets ours.
Oh, it's Claire. Hi. If I did it wrong earlier, is it convenient now or? Yeah. No. Yes, that's right. So.
It's going to be going time soon.
Oh, right.
I think Brad's had another.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hello.
Yes, please.
Yes, thanks, then.
That word.
Can we take Chester her down one. To the Christmas school fair?
Amanda.
And Amanda.
At
6:30.
Amanda.
Until 9 o'clock, possibly. I think that's when it's going to end.
I think that's too late. No, not 9 o'clock.
You let me stay last year.
Yeah, but you were at the school last year. You had things to do.
I'm going to have things to do this year. I'm going to have two things as well. I'm going to look around and buy stuff. And see my friends and the teacher.
Well, all right. I don't mind it.
9 o'clock, right. Thank you. Bye.
All right, then.
Yes, and you?
Yes, fine, thanks. Oh, what is this? Biker Grove?
Two great bits of news for you. Your dad's conscious again.
Oh, that's great. Give us a few more minutes and then I'll see if my mum has now come down.
Well, that's the other thing. Polly's here.
What? I'm on my way.
The doctor said she wants to see Polly and me now. And you've got to see her as well.
Oh, Lisa. I'm going to let us door late, aren't I?
I honestly don't.
All I have for this demonstration of my magical art is the help of my talented assistants. The two halves of a very well-sourced coffin and the help of two charming ladies from the audience. Yes, come on. Both of them, please, for the very good.
Get a move on, Jeff. Dolphin's off.
Now, I would like you all to count to 10 with my brilliant young assistant while I raise the magic curtain.
Anything any good in the paper, then?
Well, this is Observer, though.
Mm-hmm.
Just the usual stuff, isn't it? You know, it's for sale.
Watch out! You're supposed to water boiling over again, Jeff.
That's it. The shore's cancelled forthwith.
Oh, Jeff.
Where's Stevie?
Yes, in your song.
Yeah?
I'm like
sick, Kathy.
Remember the
dog, Kathy? Oh, yes, I know.
She went away.
Mm-hmm.
Betty's gone. So we'll meet each other by
game. Oh, right. What, at 6:30? What are they going to have at this fair then?
Oh well, it's like spoons, you get those eggs where you've got to turn them over. Well, I haven't got a ticket. Becky said you have to pay about 10p to get in.
You never
will
be
something.
Oh.
But I do love you.
Yeah, and then they'll have stores and things, but you'll need money to spend there, won't you?
Yeah.
So you have to take some money with you.
Dad? Mm-hmm. Light your shirt, and I light your tie, and I light your boots, and I light your shoes. Can I have some money?
I would like you to let me go down to the fair.
No. Can I have some money?
Some money?
Yeah, please.
God, I don't know.
Go on, you don't want me to beg for you.
Have you had your pocket money yet?
No.
Oh, we can let you have your pocket money.
Yeah, £2.
Ah, but you might have. No, I can't remember whether we bought anything yesterday. I have your pocket money. Did we buy that anything yesterday? Yeah. Bought some little babies, didn't you?
No, I was that the money that I found in my pocket and the pen that Grandma gave me.
Oh, right.
I found £1.10 in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Just give it 10. And Grandma gave me
one. I don't know. If she reenacts it, it'll be something she sees out of the blue. But when she sees it, you'll know.
Do you
really think
so?
Speed?
I said I told Mum about your dad last night.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Robert.
Sit yourself down.
Because
it's a beautiful little doll.
Thank you.
Do it, Jeff. Thank you. Christine, you'll have to get your feet down, my love. I want you to sit down.
You'll always be your best friend, you know.
Shall I shuffle along? Do you want to sit on the end?
No, I don't mind why you sit as long as I've got a seat.
Thank you,
Mummy.
I'm going to see. Do you know Kathy?
Yeah.
I think she's
Oh, lots of people going then. But we'll pick you up at 8:30, not 9 o'clock. That's a bit too late.
Will you have enough to do down there for that length of time, Christy? Will you have enough to do for that length of time?
Did you take your bottle of milk in
it's
this morning
raining,
before you went?
It's not raining or anything.
Well, we didn't have any.
No, it's not raining.
Well, you had it might
not work. There'll be stalls outside if it's not raining. If it rains, then they have them indoors.
Did you take our milk in this morning?
I can't remember.
Well, there's two in your. I saw it marked for one.
I normally bring
the. I picked up the thing with the empty bottle and put it in on the kitchen.
I normally bring the crate in.
Well, it was marked for one, and there was no milk. There was no. There was an empty bottle in the thing, but no milk.
That's the trouble, isn't it?
Well, they don't charge you for.
Otherwise, you might not have made a laughing stock of your parents, Dr. Vernon, and myself, not to mention the medical team who've been fighting to save your father's life.
Oh dear. Was he telling her off, Laura?
Because they've been worried with the press in the hospital and all that.
Halfway across the country on a wild goose chase. Do you think I've got nothing better to do than get involved in one of your little make-believe dramas? Give you this, darling. You even had me fooled. I might have known you'd make enough of the doctor with that stuff. Oh, she deserves it. Any chance to get herself in the spotlight and she will.
Dad phoned me up twice from your house this morning and couldn't get no answer here. He said, I was sat here, so I didn't hear the phone go. Anyway, he went round again later on and tried it, and it was all right then. What it was. Isn't that funny?
I understand. I think you're very brave. And all your love was bad. So I'm not to keep on proving this. I'll never forget what you tried to do for me as long as I live.
He got something on his own on the top of his nose. Or is that,
also, his dad last night said, Christine was watching the goldfish and he said, I'll give you a tank and I'll get you some fish on Sunday.
So what did she say to do you, sir?
Well, she didn't think he was serious.
Yes, I
don't. He was. Yes, so we're going to have to phone up tonight and say, look, no fish.
So is it
that
stuff
here?
You can't get them to fit.
I can get a size 11, but I've got a very high instep, you see.
You're my Kirsty, aren't you?
Oh.
Yeah, Mum. I'm your Kirsty.
So they don't fit across the front?
Is that the ones you bought last night?
No.
They're similar to that, though, aren't
yeah.
They?
Well, when I finally chuck out these brown ones that I wear every day.
Upstairs
as well, haven't you? You've
got a new pair of
grandmas
upstairs as well, haven't you?
You've
got a new pair of
grandmas
upstairs.
No.
Have you got a pair of black shoes?
No.
Have you got any of
those? No. So I was going to say, I go up to the tuck shop up. king to assume they had me going cheap up there.
Of course, Viking Grove is back on Wednesday next week, and Jeff gets
the fish. How about if we find out?
Meanwhile,
no shot at all,
but
the
look at
the
time.
5 minutes
past. What
have
you
always
done on Friday?
Yeah.
We look down here with our clips and we've got three raspberries and we say, what's on going live tomorrow?
What's
yeah.
the problem with you?
Oh, it's exploding!
See those baked beans again, like last week?
Just thinking of that dog wandering around.
Well,
that's
why?
What
is your problem with
excitement? Stop thinking about it. I got madder and madder when I came back.
Oh, yes, well, we've got more fun with the raccoons at the Evergreen Forest Sports Day.
James will be playing live in Studio 7.
Barry Norman will be wearing a nice sweater talking about movies and taking your calls.
And why not? And Peter Simon for some Chinese cooking in a messy way, Double Dare.
It's really mucky that game.
Sonia will be dropping in for a chat and a look at her new video.
And Philip, sorry, that's Mr. Billy, isn't it? He'll be here in the studio and trying to answer your call.
What a busy day.
Beautiful. I think it's messy because of all the gingerbread last week,
No, don't talk about the gingerbread.
Sonia!
She's here already!
Good Lord!
See you tomorrow, 9 o'clock, BBC One. Bye.
Look at that little screen where I have to be
Teddy Tales, Blood and Honey, Blue Peter, and Box Box Mozilla. The code for the teaser is on the 1st of December. This code I'll remember.